Hi there, my name is Lucy Levine for Friends of the Upper East Side. I am here with Danny Zhe, the owner of Sable Smokefish at 76th Street and 3rd Avenue here in Yorkville. And it is my pleasure to interview Danny today about his wonderful business. Danny, hello. Thank you for being here with me today.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah. So do you want to tell us a little bit about who you are and what your business, Sables, is? And when did you open up shop here in the neighborhood?
Okay. My name is Danny Zhe. I partner with my brother, Kenny Zhe. Okay, so we're here since 1990. Yeah, so we have been here over 36 years.
Wow, over 36 years. And you originally started at a different location here in Yorkville, right?
Yeah, we have all... Okay, excuse me. Mark, take care.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we're going to have a little interview, okay?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
We're going to put on the video.
All the best.
All the best, right? Yeah, thank you. Going to be on the...
Friends of the Upper East Side.
Oh,
yeah. So it's going to be a neighborhood interview.
Oh, great.
Okay. Bye, darling. Have a good week.
You are so popular here. Everybody loves Sables. It's clear.
Thank you. Yeah, we have just like a family restaurant here. You know, people, I know their name and they know my name, you know. So that's the B generation. That's how their children come over here too. Yeah.
That's so wonderful. So it's 36 years on the Upper East Side?
That's right, yeah.
And you had an original location on 2nd Avenue. You're on 3rd Avenue now, but what inspired the move?
So, you know, we look at the spot over here and we take the opportunity. You know, this is a better location,
mm-hmm.
better traffic, more flexible to everybody. So, yeah, that's why we take the opportunity, you know.
Yeah. But before moving to this part of the Upper East Side, you moved totally across town because you and your brother were working at Sabars, is that right?
That's
before
right,
opening
yeah.
your own place.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So how did you get started in smoked fish?
Well, that's how, you know, Sabar is like an institution,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a college. So we were there like 11 year college, you know, so that's how we learned the trade and learned the skill and then how to cut fish, you know, and this is how we brought up and that's how we look at the spot on the east side. We got most of the other people from the east side people, then they go over to west side and shop. So we take the opportunity that we seen the spot for rent, and then we started from there.
That's such a great idea. So what makes this smoked fish emporium special? Like, what differentiates you from, you mentioned Sabars, there's Barney Greengrass, there are so many that are so beloved in this city, but what makes Sables so special?
Well, a lot of the discipline and all the freshness of the salad that we make from here, we take the customer, we know what they want, and we know what to get them. That's very important, you know. When they come, they know what they want, and we know what to get them, right?
So they know what they want. What is the most popular order here at Sables? What do people love the most?
Smoked salmon. Fucked up, you know, and then sturgeon is very good, and we have the lobster salad, whitefish salad, tuna salad is the best. Yeah,
you mentioned whitefish salad and lobster salad. That to me is fascinating because, you know, whitefish salad is a very sort of common thing to find in an appetizing emporium, but lobster salad is less common. So how do you choose all of these different really specialty items that people both expect to find when they're looking for smoked fish and then might not expect to find, and it's extra special? How do you choose what you sell?
Well, actually, you know, lobster salad is very popular in this neighborhood, you know, so we figured out, you know, we should make some lobster salad for the neighborhood, and, you know, it come out very nice, and one time it's the best selling, you know, so we figured, oh, this is the kicker. This is the way we want to go, so, yeah.
That's great. And so if it's best selling, how did that grow in the neighborhood? How did the business and the lobster salad and everything that you have, was it word of mouth? Like, how did people get so excited about Sables? Because you clearly have a following.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, because you know, we have a word of mouth. You know, we don't put the ad on the table. You know, not as you know. So word of mouth. That's the most important. You know, and one customer tell the other. So one customer will tell 10, and 10 will be tell 100 people, and 100 will become 1,000. So that's how we grow our business. Yeah.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, the first time I ever came in here, I got, you know, I ordered bagels and lox, and then I was given samples. Oh, you've got to try the whitefish salad, you've got to try this. And I would never say, I don't say no to samples, and I don't think other people do either, so.
Yeah,
I think
they love it, like, same thing like, you know, Cass Deli, right?
Mm-hmm.
They let you taste the stir, pastrami,
mm-hmm.
or the corned beef. You know, we give you taste the smoked salmon, whitefish salad, lobster salad, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do your customers influence some of the products that you carry? Like, do you have people coming in and saying, oh, I'd love if you served this, I'd love if you served that? Or do you sort of show people what they love, or do they tell you what to carry?
We tell them what to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and we get them taste before they buy it. If they taste it, they like it, they buy it. Yeah, actually they buy more if they give them taste, right? But not half pound, they want to buy 1 pound. You know, so that's how our business goes, yeah.
Now, you cater for so many different holidays. You cater for the Lunar New Year, for Yom Kippur, for Christmas. What inspires you to embrace so many different traditions in this store?
Oh yeah, this is a part of the tradition, you know, is, you know, when people have a gathering, what they want, good food, right?
Yeah,
they want to have good food and good conversation, and they want to talk to us because we are the better fish, better quality than a lot of people. Yeah. You don't want to buy this from Food Emporium or, you know, because this is quality, because it's expensive stuff. You know, you buy something that good, you're going to ruin your party. Yeah.
What is the most interesting thing about being a smoked fish expert like you are? What's something I don't know about smoked fish? Tell me something I don't know about smoked fish.
Yeah, smoked salmon is a cure with the sugar and salt, and the smoke with the wood, the cherry wood. So that's the slowly smoke, and that's how they bring out the flavor, and not too much salt. That's what we get. That's what we tell them. A lot of customers, they don't have too salty, you know. So we cater to a lot of like old customers. Yeah.
Do you come up with your own recipes for the specific brine for the smoking of the salmon, or?
We tell the smoker, tell them how to smoke, you know, the quantity of the salt and quantity of the sugar, and you know, not too salty. And this way, they can compare my smoked salmon and the other smoked salmon is not the same.
There's no comparison.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What is your favorite thing about being in business in this neighborhood?
Oh, it's a tremendous, we love this neighborhood. You know, we never move this neighborhood. This is our home because, you know, my generation, like 3 generation people come over here. That's what they come. They come here just when our product. And that's, I love this. It's like, I don't want to retire because this is, when I see my customer, when I see my friend, I've been seeing them like, you know, 2-3 years. We hug, oh my goodness. How you doing? You know, everybody, how's family? You know, so this is a very nice thing to have. Yeah.
That's so great. And speaking of family, you have generations of your own family working here at Sables, is that right?
Yeah, Justin is my son, and my nephew, Andy, and Chris, they also work in the school. Yeah.
So what does it feel like to be passing on this family business and teaching the trade to your sons and nephews?
It's very important, you know, let them know, and this is gonna, you know, this is like, you never die, you know, because when you serve customers a good quality, they always come back, and you want to stay forever, yeah.
That's so great. Is there anything else that you would want your neighbors here on the Upper East Side, here in Yorkville, to know about you and your business?
Tell them, you know, we cater the people on the Upper East Side and also the West Side. So people from the West Side, people, they come over here instead of go save us, you know, because they like our product better than other smokehouses. So we like this neighborhood. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. See.